Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Mark Falanga, who's now president of MMPI, the host of the Neocon show in Chicago. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm great. Good to have you with me.
It's always great to be with you.
Yeah, I thought it'd be good to tell people. I don't think we're going to be convincing anybody to go who wasn't already going, but it'd be good to tell people a couple of things not to miss when they go to Chicago next week for what's the biggest interior furnishings design show in the industry. But let's talk first about just you for a second. As I mentioned, you are now the president, took Chris Kennedy's role. Talk just briefly about that shift.
Sure. So, you know, Chris and I have worked together for 18 years. I've been with Merchandise Mark Properties, Inc. for 18 years. Chris had been here for 25 years when he stepped down last July, and I formally took over his position as president of MMPI then. Chris had been contemplating that transition for a little while. He had some interest in some not-for-profit activities, which he's pursuing right now, and also involved in a development here in Chicago on a parcel of land that has been in his family since 1945, 1946. So it all worked out well for everyone, I guess, and since July I've been sort of leading the helm here at Merchandise Mark Properties, Inc.
Are the Kennedys still major shareholders in the property?
Our company is a wholly owned subsidiary of Vornado Realty Trust, and I'm not sure, you know, what the Kennedy's ownership, how much stock they may or may not have in Vornado Realty Trust.
All right. Well, listen, while we're talking, I was at a huge meeting of commercial people about April or so, and the rumor was going around that the Merchandise Mart was doing a good job, this huge building in Chicago that was doing a good job in getting permanent tenants who wanted to have regular office space, and that you were considering not even having the show in the next year or two. Talk a little bit about that rumor.
Well, you know, this is not the first time that I'm hearing this rumor. I guess we started hearing some of these rumors early as last October, and that is, you know, the craziest, most absurd, most ridiculous false statement, false rumor, you know, that I've heard, and I've been addressing this with a number of the companies that have been, you know, building out spaces or renewing leases. But we are absolutely operating our business as usual. We've announced our dates for Neocon through 2025 to give the community the confidence that we're moving ahead with Neocon as usual for, you know, into the indefinite future, just as we have been for the last 43 years, with Neocon being planned for the second week of June. I will also tell you that our contract or commercial furnishings businesses within our portfolio, the strongest business that we manage, it's been 100% occupied since 1998 on the permanent side. And with our temporary exhibitors on the 7th and 8th floor, we bring in hundreds of additional exhibitors, and you know, this is a strong component of our business. It's a way in which our company has been defined for 43 years and will continue to be defined in the future. And, you know, I don't know where these rumors started, but some rumors were initiated perhaps when I came on board and right, took over Chris's place. I think some of these rumors in part started when the Las Vegas people started to express some interest in right, attracting some of the showrooms into the market. Right. That's roughly when the rumors started appearing.
Okay. Well, let's address the reason for this interview today. Talk, if you can, anything that tells you what the anticipated crowd might be like.
Well, I think the crowd should be pretty strong this year, and one of the best indicators that we have besides our pre-registration is the most tangible indicator is the hotel room pickup. And about 2 months ago, our hotel room pickup was surpassing the hotel rooms that were occupied in for the 2011 show, and that's really the most tangible indicator because those are people that are making reservations and commitments to hotel rooms here. So we think we're going to have a big crowd. We had about 43,000 attendees in 2011. Our expectation is that, you know, we may exceed that number by, I don't know, 4 or 5% or so, something like that. Okay, we're generally hearing is that there are a lot of projects in the pipeline that most companies seem to be doing better this year than last, and that the marketplace is picking up some steam. And I think that, you know, if you look at corporate earnings reports as an indicator, that the earnings are in the positive territory, more companies reporting positive than negative earnings. You know, the unemployment rates are creeping down slowly but surely. But, you know, as all of that transpires, companies have to be more concerned about retaining great employees and attracting new ones into the fold. And the environment is really playing a much more important role in those activities now than it ever has, especially as, like, you know, companies like a lot of these internet companies, Groupon, Google, right, Facebook, have made the culture such an important part of the employment environment and the employment decision, so that many other companies now have to recognize that, and in order to compete with a lot of those, the cool hip companies, for those great talented young people that are coming out of the best schools.
Okay. I can tell you, and I went to the Hospitality Design Show just a few weeks ago. That's usually a good indicator, and traffic was up at that show. So I share your sentiment that I think the traffic should be up more than last year.
Yeah, and I think that what happens with us is our attendee traffic fluctuates a little bit, mm-hmm, and it was as high as, I don't know, 52,000 or so in 2008. And in 2010, I think it crept down to maybe 36,000, and then it's, you know, moved up to 43,000 last year. But what we find is that while there's fluctuations in the number of attendees, the number of firms that are represented that are attending the show remains very stable, and that the attendance fluctuations seem to be that, you know, more people from the existing firms are coming into the show, so that the company is a little bit more liberal in letting people go, and that more people in those firms are working on projects. You know, so that's generally what we're finding.
Okay. Well, one last question, Mark, as people are packing their bags and getting ready to come. Obviously, the show starts Monday morning. A lot of events starting Sunday night.
Yeah.
What are some things that you might mention that they need to make sure they don't miss? Anything come to mind?
Well, you know, there's so much going on here, and that what we try to have is something for everybody. But probably the most important reason why anyone comes to NeoCon is to see all these companies and new products that are here. There are about 60 floor covering companies that are represented at the Mart. There's 1,000 companies in total on the contract and residential side, about 700 of those companies on the contract side. There's about 100 CEU accredited seminars, so you could get education on any across 14 different topics on anything you could possibly imagine. 4 great keynote speakers, including Ian Schrager, the well-known hotelier who's put up some of the coolest, hippest hotels around the country, and he's going to be revealing his great secrets to putting together these successful hotels. There's a lot of tours around the city for some really great spaces, 17 special exhibits on site here, and 22 associations are participating with us, lots of networking opportunities. And so there's plenty to see. There's something for everybody, and it's really a show that should not be missed for anybody who wants to remain competitive and serve their clients as best as they can with the latest in new products.
Okay. And no infrastructure changes, no high-speed elevators or anything like that to look forward to?
No, but we try to tweak or address that a little bit. Yeah. So we've tried to reconfigure some of the elevator patterns to make it easier for people to get up to the floors. We do have some high-speed stairways, though.
Okay. Well, it's definitely worth going. I enjoy going every year. It's great to talk to you, Mark.
All right, Camp. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, I look forward
to seeing you in a few days.
No, sounds good. So, again, we've been talking to Mark Fallinga, who's president of MMPI, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.